Today is Wednesday, the 1st of January, the feast of Mary, the Mother of God. And all of us at Pray As You Go would like to wish you every joy and blessing in this new year. The monks of the Abbey of Ker Musa sing a litany to Mary, the Mother of God. O Mary, you have opened for us the gateway of paradise. O Mary, Queen of Glory, who share the joy of the angels. As I listen, can I reflect for a moment on what a momentous event we have been celebrating this Christmas? How, through this woman, Mary, God brought his Son into the world, and the world was changed forever. Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians.
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God.
When the fullness of time had come. The phrase suggests a sense of everything being prepared, a sense of maturity and fruitfulness. Just one question to think about on this New Year's Day, when we look forward to the coming year. Ask yourself if there is something in your life for which the fullness of time has now come. It might be something related to work, to the way you spend your time, to a relationship, to faith. Spend a few moments and see if the fullness of time has come for a change in your life. St. Paul, in writing to the people of Galatia, has a pretty radical view of who we are before God. The birth of Jesus as Son of God has changed the relationship between people and God. Listen again to how we are called to relate to God.
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God.
As a beloved child and heir of God, talk in your own words to Abba, which really means Daddy, or to Jesus as a brother. If you think that the fullness of time has come for some change in life, ask for God's guidance, that you might make the right choices, and perhaps to have the strength as well to carry it through. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.